All right, y'all. Welcome back to Overtime Attitude Podcast. We've got a lot to cover today with two shows that I recently went to. The first one was the Festival of Speed over at St. Pete. That was on the 16th of the Sunday. And then we had the Cars of Coffee, which was on the Saturday, 22nd, the following weekend. Both were good shows, very different in sort of ways, but still the same good call cultures of different variety of cars showing up. But the first one, which was Festival of Speed over in St. Pete, it was about a 2.5 hour drive for me because I'm from Orlando, and leaving around like 7 o'clock, there wasn't a lot of traffic. So it took about 1 hour and 45, just hopped on I-4, went over to the 275, and then we got over the, once you go to that bridge, you're right in the St. Pete, and the park, Vinoy Park was right there, or Vinoy, what do you call it? That's the park there. It's pretty funny seeing the Tropicana Field. I know this is off topic a little bit, but Tropicana Field recently went through the hurricane and the whole roof got torn off, which is pretty funny seeing the whole Shabil there with the roof gone, but it is what it is. We got there, hanged out for a little bit because I was there early. I didn't want to deal with the traffic, obviously, so got there early, took a couple pictures, and I had to stop and get gas, which is pretty funny because the gas station is there. I went to like a Shell to get gas, and they have like a full-blown gas pump with like a screen and everything. Everything's like touchscreen. I want to show you guys. So this screen actually has traffic. You can pull up traffic on it. And you can pull up the weather while you're pumping gas, which is crazy. And also, you could choose the grade of gas you have on there, too. And we don't have that thing. That is kind of funny. Definitely a different show compared to the Orlando. We started seeing a lot of, you know, high-end Ferraris and Lamborghinis there. And then you'll see a lot of muscle cars. And then there's like line of Cadillacs, line of Corvettes, line of Mustangs. Everybody had their own pretty much section. And also, there were a lot of dealers selling wheels, coatings, paint, wraps, and also a lot of food trucks, a lot of good food they had there at the Festival of Speed. And I'd say that one was really, I guess, different with the setup being on the beach slash park, but having the cars laid out there, they did a pretty good job with all the layout of the cars. Having, if you guys don't see the full video, be sure to go to our YouTube page at Overtime Attitude and you'll see the Festival of Speed St. Pete up there. It's definitely a video I recommend you guys go look at that and seeing all the cars and also seeing the cars leaving. Try to get a little bit of both so you guys get a little bit of in-depth, I guess, walkthrough, realistic feeling of being there. That's what I'm trying to aim for. But yeah, I want to show you guys some of the photos I took there. I know you guys are listening. If you guys are not seeing this on the screen on Spotify, we're going to try to, I guess, describe the best I can. And by the way, if you guys can see the new sign I got in the background, we've got a new sign upgraded on our background there. It's pretty cool. But let's go over these photos. Pretty cool seeing these, seeing all these images here. So here is the bay. When you were walking out of the festival outside towards the sea, Old Tampa Bay area had a little bit of a dock and skyscrapers in the background. If you notice the high rises in the background, they're going to be really, really familiar looking like Miami, I could say, with all the cranes. And it's just developing. It's really developing down there. And if you got a good piece of property down there, I'd keep it because it's going to be worth a lot of money in a couple of years. So I don't want to go off topic anymore, but that's the bay area there. And then the first photo, this is a Lamborghini Aventador. It's got the custom carbon fiber splitter on the front of it. And it's got a couple of custom inserts with the interior and also the red calipers, which is pretty cool. This is a Huracan they had there with the red wheels and a blue paint job. Kind of got me some Superman vibes with that whole spiel of the setup. Now this Huracan, I've seen it before at the Daytona, the Artist Speed. I remember seeing that car there. I think that might be the same car, might be different. They both look very familiar with the, I guess, yellow-orange calipers and then the wheels itself. Here's another line of cars. You got a green Huracan, like a Hulk green Huracan. You got the Ferrari, the red Ferrari F12s. I think behind that is an Audi R8. Then you got a McLaren 5 Series right next to it. That's an orange one. And then here's another Ferrari. I think it's an 812 or F12. I'm not familiar. I'm still trying to learn these cars. Sorry, people, if I'm getting it wrong. I'm not familiar with Ferraris and Lamborghinis with the models and everything. Yeah, I'm still learning it. And then there's a Huracan behind as well. I don't know what style that is, but I know that's a Huracan with the green paint calipers and whole green paint job. This is pretty cool. It's got McLaren with the Lamborghini style. I don't know if those come factory or not, but it looks pretty cool with the red carpet in the background. This is one of the cooler photos with the black Porsche 911 and also another Huracan that's white with the black wheels, skyscrapers in the back with the trees. That's a pretty cool photo. The only thing I didn't like about this photo that you can't really, I guess, get rid of is that little sign in the middle. But I mean, it is what it is. Here is an STO Huracan. I guess it's got like a front end that's got a custom, goes up and down. And it's got those red, that red trim that goes to the front through the sides. Here's a Ferrari .458 all black. They lowered it. They put yellow calipers on it. I'm sorry. And by the way, all these photos are on my Instagram. If you go to Siegel Paul Go, you'll find all these photos I'm showing you guys, because this is from my computer itself that I posted onto Instagram. Now, this is a Lamborghini Gallardo slash race car-ish style. I know they have a series with these cars in it. I don't remember off the top of my head what they're called. But that's a custom race car Lamborghini. It's got the roll cage, custom steering wheel, custom seats, everything's custom in that car. It's got nice pinstripings with the Italian pinstripings, and then the red trim on the side too. I think that was pretty cool. Here's a matte. This is a matte red. It's pretty unique with the matte red. And then you got the black wheels. I think they're like carbon fiber style wheels. And then you got yellow calipers. That's a pretty cool setup. I think that was something I've never seen before. And then this is a McLaren with these custom like CBD leaves. If you notice, if you see in the photos, like CBD leaves there, that they fade into the paint as the black goes into the yellow. I think that was pretty cool. Pretty unique seeing that. Here's a side view of that Ferrari that I previously showed you. That was all black with the yellow paint calipers. I think it's got some carbon fiber body panels on it too, which is pretty cool. And it's lowered. This is one of my cooler photos I actually took with the Lincoln Continental and the pier in the background. I think that was a very cool photo. And also with these cars and these type of style crowds, it was definitely a lot of older folks being in the Tampa area. I guess a lot of retirees, or maybe they're locals, or you know what have you. But there was a lot of, I guess, older folks that showed up, more than younger crowd, but still had a lot of younger crowds came. But more was more of the, I guess, older 50s, 60s, 40s type of people that were showing up there. And they were admiring cars like these that were the Lincoln Continental. They were all gazing these. They had some old school Ferraris, old school Jaguars there that, you know, even I was like looking at, because they're pretty cool seeing them. Okay, here's a front of the Lincoln Continental. Try to get a front and a side picture. I don't know what year Lincoln Continental that is, but it's pretty, I think it's like 60s. It has to be 60s with the suicide doors, which is pretty cool. And then here is a C5 Corvette. It's all black, lowered. It's got some, I think it had a few upgrades. I don't think it's turboed or anything, but it was pretty cool seeing the setup there. This is what you don't see every day. I think this is a Porsche. If I'm correct, it might be a Porsche. Let me zoom in on it. Yeah, it is a Porsche. Don't know exactly what year it is, but if anybody wants to go on Instagram and look up that red Porsche that's on the beach next to the Woody. So if you leave in the comments what style or what year that is, that'd be cool. Let me know. I don't really know off the top of my head because I don't know Porsches that well. This was pretty cool. This was an all-black Chevy Corvette. It had a black motor, well, I guess restored motor, LS motor in it. And then it had also custom interior. All the panels were brand new. Had a big tire in the back. I think I took a photo. I'll come back to this and show you guys. So this is a Shelby Super Snake. I think it's like a 2021 or 22 Shelby Cobra. Let me zoom in so I can find it. This is a 2021 Shelby DT500. Yep. And it's got this cool creativity sign there. It's like a NASCAR sign where they spray paint. They put two in front of the 1.5, 215 speed limit. This is one of my favorite builds. This was a Jordan style Nike Corvette. And if you zoom in, we're going to zoom into this photo here. So if you notice, the middle has a Jordan logo. It's kind of like the Ferrari yellow with the custom wheels, a five-piece wheel. I really like those five-piece wheels. And then you see the interior here. It's got a Jordan wrap, like a snakeskin wrap on the ends there. And then you see the Nike, obviously Nike on the side there. And then it had like a Just Do It on the back of the wing. And the interior was red, and it matches the Jordans, obviously. But this was a unique, very unique Corvette. I really like that one. Some people say it's kind of, you know, too much, but I really liked it. It's definitely different. And this was a line of Porsches I saw there. I'm going to give you guys a better view of this style. This was one, I was trying to get a good photo with the beach in the background, but this side wasn't really that well. You got a silver one, you got a green one, and a red one. I don't know exactly what models these are. I'm still learning that as well with the Porsches. If you guys go on my Instagram and tell me, I mean, that'd be a big help. Or leave the comments in this section of the Spotify. And then here's another Ferrari. I think this is I think it's like a T55 or F55. One of the two is the same one they had like a Fast and Furious. Really, really cool with the chrome wheels. And it has the black, same as the first Fast and Furious. And then here is a gray Huracan. And then also some custom wheels on it. It's got a custom front bumper with the carbon fiber vents on it. And it's also got a carbon fiber wing. It's got some custom seats. And also the custom side panels as well. Pretty cool. This is one of my favorites. It's a green Aston Martin Vanquished. It's got a bronze wheel on it. It's got a custom, I like this custom back splitter with the whole neon accents. And then the green, obviously the green paint job really sets it off with that glossy green. So those are the photos from the Festival of Speed. Obviously, you could tell there was very unique cars that were set up there. And yeah, I'd go back next year. I think my favorite car there was obviously the Aventador. There was a couple blue ones and red ones there. But with the show, it ended around 3 o'clock. But yeah, I got the best footage of the can with the cars leaving. And then I left. It took like 2 hours. Because obviously, when you get back on the 275, back to the I-4, I-4 is obviously backed up. If anybody knows anything about Disney World and Champions Gate, I-4 gets backed up. But it was a very long day. I tried to do a podcast that day, but it was just one of those times where I was just very tired and I don't want to sit in front of the camera and just be dull and be tired as all hell trying to make you guys a podcast episode when I was just wanting to get some sleep that night, you know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely would go back to that show. I don't know if it's going to be around next year with the same cars, the same setup, but being the drive it was still worth it, to be honest. And we're going to change gears here. We went to the next show, which was a Saturday, the following weekend, which was the Cars and Coffees in Winter Garden. It was a very big showing. There wasn't a lot of other shows that day. I don't think there really was any shows that day, so that was the only thing going on. So obviously everybody showed up to that, and it was definitely bigger than last time when I went. I went back the 1st of January. Yeah, 1st of January I went there, and same old, you know, cold weather. It always comes at, like, the weekend of is the coldest weather for those shows, but it was still good. There was a lot of cars that showed up that I've seen before, and also a lot of people that I showed up that I've seen before that was there. It's good to catch up with everybody. You know, you only see them about once or twice a month, and you want to see what cars or what they got going on with the cars, or what they got working on their cars, or what they got next on their cars they're putting on or modifying, or maybe buy a new car. You never know. I just like to go around, just, you know, pick everybody's brain and see if their knowledge of the cars are and what they plan on doing with it, or what they have in mind. You know what I mean? As in a variety of cars, there were more, I guess, Ferraris and Lamborghinis and McLarens and Porsches there. Compared to last time. Last time there was more of a lot of Mustangs and Corvettes. So, I mean, supercars were really showing up today, which is really good for the footage that I'm going to show you guys later on and during the week when I upload the video to YouTube. The setup there is at a Longhorns behind it. And whoever doing the organization there, I forgot who's in charge there. I forgot his name, but he does a really good job having all the entrances blocked off and having a one way in, one way out. That way everybody stays a little organized. But it got there around 8 o'clock, started setting up. Took a lot of pictures and took a lot of videos there. Now, I do know that I still got some editing I got to do with the photos, but I'm going to post those on my Instagram at SeagullPaulGo. But we're going to skim through some of them I have here on my computer and show you guys what cars did show up there. This is the first one, which was a white GTS R, I think it says RS, GT3 RS. That's the first photo I took. That's a really nice one. That's one of the white ones that I always see. It's got like a black hood. It's got a black wing on it. It's got a black carbon fiber. Really nice. I like that one. Very unique. This is parked in the front. This is a Huracan. It's got the one wheel lug nut, which is very cool. And the red calipers as well. This was a Shelby Super Snake that I saw in the front. It's got the red accents, which is pretty cool. These are pretty cool cars for what they are. I mean, for me, I don't really particularly have a suit of which cars I like or whatnot. You know, I'm more of a Chevrolet. I like Chevrolets. But yeah, I like Mustangs. I like Ferraris. Other than Corvettes, you know, I like more than one car. Just like the aesthetics of the cars are just very unique to every manufacturer, and every model is very different. And I really admire these cars. Everyone that shows up there, they take really good care of them. Here's a side of it. Try to get a better picture of it than the front. It's got those red stripes on it too. It's pretty cool. This was the front. I guess maybe there's the promoter's cars, maybe the G-Wagon Mercedes. And it's got the Huracan there, and then the Longhorns sign in the background. Trying to get as much angles as I can. The sun was coming up at this time, so I was trying to do my best and get the good photos, you know what I mean? Here's another top view of it. Here's a Mercedes with the, I don't know if this is a McLaren edition or what it's called, but it's one of those high-end ones. It's really nice. I don't know exactly what they're called. If anybody else wants to help me with this, they could comment in the comment sections, but that's a very, very unique Mercedes there. That is I think that's a V8, or could be a V10, I don't remember. Here's a orange McLaren. Showed up. I don't remember his name, but I think I knew I saw this car on the turnpike when I was getting here. That's always a cool factor whenever you see supercars like this on the highway, because you know that they're showing up the same place you are. Really good vibe, you could say. Here you got a red Ferrari 458, got a Bentley Continental, and then you got a red Ferrari, that's the R7, I think it's called, the newer ones. If anybody knows the newer ones, I think it's called the R7. Still learning, people, so sorry for given that excuse, but it's true. Here's a Ferrari there. That's the same one I just took a little closer up photo. trying to get some angles. Here's a cool Acura NSX I saw there. It was a, I think it's lowered, had black wheels on it. Those are very, very rare cars. In a couple of years, they're going to be worth a lot of money. I know that. This is funny. A freaking Tesla lowered. It has white wheels on it. It's lowered down. It's got these carbon fiber little lips on it. That's pretty funny. Something that you don't see every day. I sure as hope that Tesla doesn't start calling them up seeing these modifications, because I don't think they like that. This is a pretty cool car. This is a Mustang. I think it's a Mach 1 edition. And it was a, that's a pretty cool car. Had a big block in it. I don't know, the Porsche got the white wheels. I really like that color, like a darkish red. And then here's a white Huracan. That's a convertible. Yeah, it's pretty cool seeing that. Here's a back end version of it. This is pretty cool too, a lowered BMW. So I don't know if it's on airbags or what it was, but it was pretty cool seeing like the, it wasn't cambered though, which is pretty cool. Because usually they're cambered and they look like shit. This one's actually was somewhat straight. They were just lowered. Here's the car that was behind it. That was lowered too. I think that both cars would know what model those two are. I don't know exactly what they are. So this is Jim's 458 from Wolf's Den. That's his custom, not a race car, but I mean custom project he's working on. He redid the wheels on it, did some modifications to the body, exhaust, things of that nature. Pretty cool looking car. It's definitely unique. Flat black, obviously. Here's like the back section of it there. I think it's lowered a little bit too. Kind of lowered it. Got like at least like a millimeters of clearance with that car. Here's Dr. Lambo. That's his name. That's his Huracan there. And he's got some, he had some custom trims in there that I saw. That was pretty intriguing to see. Here's like the front version of it. Here's a 69 El Camino that I took pictures of. That was on the other side. So at the show, they had two different sides of the parking lot. One main side, then one a B side. The B side had more of old school muscle cars, and then the other side had supercars. Pretty cool. Pretty cool setup. So yeah, that's a El Camino. It's definitely a cool color, orange. Here's me taking photos while I'm waiting for cars to take off. That's a building in the background that's under construction. So yeah, Winter Garden was definitely a good show. Good turnout of a lot of cars, a lot of local people there. Everybody knows everybody. Really a cool little get together. And it really was fast for me, because I was going around taking photos and videos. And anybody who's done filmmaking knows that you're going all day. It literally goes by fast because you're just nonstop going back and forth. But I mean, all in all, it was still a good show. We still got some shows coming up next weekend. Well, coming up the following 1st of March. The first is going to be the Desertland nighttime show called Supercar Saturdays. That's going to be from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. That's going to be a good show. Chris is going to come. I think Carl is going to come too. And then Sunday is going to be the Lake Nona car show at Drive Shack from, I think, 9 to 12, is it? That's going to be a good show. We like going to that. It's really local. And then we're going to have Chris on the podcast too. That way you're not going to have me here trying to do my best by myself. But I'm trying here, but he's going to be in here giving me some back and forth banter. That way you have some other opinions in the studio too. It's been very tough to try to do these on my own. I'm still not the best at it. I'm not the most interesting person to hear while you're listening to this on a podcast, but I'm just doing my best, and I just want to try and get myself out there and get some more experience and talk better on the microphone. That way get you guys more entertainment and, get you guys talking more about the car shows. I don't know if there's any other car show podcast out right now that's like a post show, but I mean, I want to be one of those people that's just, I guess, starts it if it is, but I mean, who knows? Maybe somebody's doing it right now too. You never know. But I mean, I want to be the first local guy in Orlando doing it. I know there's plenty of other YouTube channels that do car shows or like burnouts and, leaves and drive-bys, but I wanted to expand more of doing podcasts and doing the YouTube channel of the show, after show, more in-depth coverage, and keep you guys more entertained. Obviously, it's the whole goal is to get everybody together and everybody listen to the same thing and keep you guys all on the same track. But it's been a very, very long road, starting from YouTube back last year, and now look how far we've come, but I'm gonna wrap this up, head on out of here. I'm gonna let you guys leave and tell you guys, appreciate everyone who's been staying on the podcast or watching the YouTube channels or subscribing to us on Facebook or Instagram. I know it's been a little learning curve, but I really appreciate everyone who's been staying, watching us, supporting us, and we look forward to the next shows coming up, and we look forward to the next podcast coming with Chris coming along, and we look forward to maybe possibly going onto the road and doing these podcasts mobile and having guests on that are car owners or business owners. You never know. sky's the limit with these podcasts and these ideas I'm going to probably, you know, get together with. But so that's the end of the show. I appreciate everyone who stayed on and listened to the whole podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing the next car shows coming up and possibly see you guys there. You never know. But I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.